With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Nice victory for the GOP. Celebrations in Tennessee for Republicans. Matt Van Epps has won a special election for a seat in the U.S. House. He has defeated Democrat State Representative Aiton Benn. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth defending a follow-up military strike on a boat loaded with drugs near Venezuela. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During a cabinet meeting with President Trump, Hegseth said that he did not see survivors in the water after the initial strike was conducted in early September.
The thing was on fire. It was exploded in fire or smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war.
Hegseth said he was not in the room when the second strike was launched, but he staunchly defended Navy Vice Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley's decision-making.
Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
Lawmakers have announced congressional reviews of the U.S. military strikes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the Trump administration taking a hardline stance on Somalis in the United States.
Federal authorities are preparing an immigration enforcement operation in Minnesota, focusing on Somali immigrants living unlawfully in the United States. During a cabinet meeting, President Trump said that Somali immigrants are too reliant on the U.S. social safety net. Minnesota has the largest Somali community in the nation. Many fled the civil war in Somalia. The executive director of the Minnesota chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations says that around 95% of Somalis in Minnesota are U.S. citizens. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Emergency team still looking for survivors in parts of Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Thailand, and Malaysia. That follows very heavy flooding and a number of landslides. SRN News. Landmark ruling.
District Judge Sidney Fitzwater has ruled that prisons cannot house men who are living as women with inmates who are actual biological women. The decision is a victory for two female prisoners at the Federal Medical Center Carswell in Fort Worth. The facility houses inmates who are suffering from physical or mental disabilities. The plaintiffs say several men living as women have been harassing and abusing female inmates.
That is correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. Authorities in Israel are preparing for a potential surge in Jewish immigration. Anti-Semitism, of course, on the rise all around the globe, including Western nations long thought to be a refuge for those of the Jewish faith. Several agencies of the Israeli government held an exercise last month that simulated a massive wave of Jewish immigration that would take place over a short period of time. This is SRN News. Serena Williams has nixed the idea she might be returning to tennis. Here's Bob Agnew.
Williams wrote on social media Tuesday that she is not coming back after a spokesman for the International Tennis Integrity Agency said the 23-time Grand Slam champion had registered with the sport's drug testing body. That is a first step that would be required by a player seeking to come out of retirement. The 44-year-old Williams has not competed since the 2022 U.S. Open. Bob Agner reporting.
The White House and the U.S. Olympic Committee each lending support to a measure designed to regulate college sports. It's been sharply criticized by opponents as a giveaway to the NCAA and its most powerful schools. On Capitol Hill, the House expected to vote on the SCORE Act later in the week. NCAA-backed legislation has broad support from the GOP. More details, srnnews.com.